This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, guys. How are you? Happy
hump
day.
Hump day.
Oh, hump day.
What's up?
Well, we are, and it's really early. I don't know if you guys noticed, but dragging yourself out
of
bed.
What else is new?
I know. So yesterday I finished the second episode of, the morning show.
Oh, that's it?
Just yeah, I didn't All have right. time. So we sat down right after dinner and watched that. And, oh my God, do you guys remember at the end of the second episode, she accepts that award? Uh-huh. And starts this whole thing rolling. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm glad because I have all these episodes in front of me, but I can't believe it took me this long to watch the show. Like the whole time I was like, oh, that seems interesting to me. Now, thank you for the recommendation, the morning
it's
show.
It's weird that
on Apple.
I never got sort of a frothy review of it either. Like, how are you not
right.
pumped after seeing it? It's pretty good.
Maybe it's me and you. Maybe it's because...
Well, there are parallels, for sure.
Yes, yeah.
And you could say, well, that's TV. Yeah, that's TV. But those executives, I know those guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, those...
Oh, that, big ideas. Great ideas.
Yeah,
God. And then you got to go, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff, there's parallels, including me falling off our show and you having to carry on in horrible... Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I give you a lot of credit, and
Thanks, man.
There's so many things that happen for me that as they were going bad, kept me where I was because I couldn't get over it. I was like, I'm horrible. You know what I mean? Like, you really do, you try to get sober, and you go, wow, I've made a mess of my life and others.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this.
You know what, though? I will say you have a disease. You're an alcoholic.
Yeah, well,
like,
right.
I actually, you know, you didn't, it wasn't, I don't see this guy coming to any realizations about himself. Like, I think that you were, you know, self-aware enough to know, to be able to say, this guy is just in denial. Oh my God. And Martin Short, I think we watched like 15 minutes of the second episode, of the third episode.
You got to Martin Short.
I was like, stop it now. I want to really enjoy this and not be all worried about going to sleep. Like at that point, it's almost 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, I just stop it. Just stop it right now. Because they're just, and he's saying something like, it's worse if their consent is, it's so, I was like, oh my God.
That sentence
is
the sentence.
What did you just say?
It's right up there.
Consent
with,
makes it boring or something. I can't remember exactly what he said, but
it's right up there with Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex with anyone.
Yeah, and then, a big
this is
mistake.
His lawyer.
A big misspeak.
What?
Just the wrong, I know, so creepy. Yeah, it's. I really like it.
Good,
it's,
I'm glad.
It's good, yeah. I'm psyched.
It's always nice to find a show, and it's unfortunately only 10 episodes.
I know.
But, you know, if you don't plow it in a day, then you've got some nice TV watching. I did one episode a night.
Yeah, it's hard for me. You know, the thing is, it was so, the end of the second episode was so great. I'm like, I got to see what...
Where it goes.
I got to see more. And at that point, it was already 7:30. That's a... I actually... It's good when I'm watching something with John, because we can't watch... You know, if I was watching it and sitting on the couch by myself crocheting, then I would definitely plow it. Like, I plowed through Bridgerton, I think, in 2 days.
Oh.
Like, that was, you know, that's really good, too, by the way. There's a lot of good shows out right now. And actually, I think it's in the 7 o'clock hour. I have, like, the top 10 shows that were streamed on any streaming. So, according to Nielsen, too, not just the releases. Because Netflix gives your household credit for something if you've only watched 2 minutes of it. Which I feel like that was the rejection. That should count against it. You know what I mean? If you've only watched 2 minutes of something, you said, "Nah, that's not for me." So Nielsen is actually what people spent time watching, according to them.
I'm sure Netflix has, they're their own business. They're not involved in this other stuff that they get paid every month.
They do, Vin.
So,
isn't that a funny thing?
They can release what they want. And they probably have their in-house info. And before they spend another $100 million on Adam Sandler, they would have to know that people watch his stuff.
People are watching that. And not just 2 minutes of it. You'd think, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
these guys, these corporate guys, they got it all figured out. Oh, yeah.
Although I really, the character that one of the characters we're talking about is that Billy Crudup kid. I really like him. I actually think he's got some, he does some funny mugging, you know, faces, and he does seem to be a decent person.
It's too early for me to know yet. He still seems like one of the corporate scumbags, although he does sort of jump in after she makes this announcement and goes right against the head. And there's one scene where the head of the studio is basically screaming at Alex Levy, the Jennifer Aniston character, and they're at either ends of a long conference table. It's all men in there, and it's just it's really well written, really really well written.
I'm glad you like it. I thought of you through the whole thing, so I definitely saw the parallels, and I did think. Not only do you love Jen Aniston, but because of your position and the things that you've been through, you'll really find some relation.
Honestly,
to
it's
it.
Kind of a relief. Like, nothing I want. That is a cutthroat business. Like, that's. And I assume it only gets worse. Anyway, so I did that last night. And even though it wasn't the greatest of days, in fact, it rained here a little bit. We got a lot done.
It did?
It did.
That's
not like
funny.
Hardcore or anything, but definitely enough that I was like, I'm getting wet. This is crazy.
Let's see what we've got going
down
for
there.
Forecast.
Down there. It was raining.
Yeah, I went
there.
Surfing with my friends. I got out of the house and it wasn't a beautiful day, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Although,
God, you got a couple weeks stretched in front of you, or that's got to be a relief having your mom there and so into being with the girls. And
you know what's funny? This is between us.
Okay, we won't tell anybody. Yeah, you guys got it. This is a secret.
Well, it's not a secret, but it's just one of those moments where I'm just so this really. It's been crazy here. The ocean, as we've talked about, there's been people getting hurt. I had my own incident, and I've been in the water my whole life and had an incident. But yet, it continues. Like, it's still going out there. It's
the big swells.
One after another. I thought we got a break yesterday, and then as I was out there, it started building again. And I was like, oh, my God, that set was huge. And my buddy goes, oh, yeah, it's going to be getting a lot bigger, too. I was like, okay, I got a few more minutes of this, and I'm out of here. This is crazy. It's so crazy. So anyway, I'm having fun, and it's good, and it's challenging. And because my mom's here, which is what sparked this thought, my wife goes, I don't think I have a lot of meetings tomorrow. You want to do something? And I was all, oh, yes.
That was the right answer, Vinny.
Yes,
well done.
I know it was, but I was absolutely had plans. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course I do. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Crunch. So I don't know what I'm doing today, but I'm doing something with the missus.
Well, maybe you'll go to Home Depot and pick up your next project. I mean, that'll be...
this project's not done, so we actually have work to do on the...
Oh, is that... Maybe you'll be working on that.
I don't know. Or we'll go for a run.
Why isn't it done? What has she decided? Is she not?
She hasn't decided.
I like that color.
We didn't. One of the things that it's funny. I didn't look at it critically at all.
Uh-huh.
After it was built. And when my brother called back, he goes, "You sanded that, right?" And I go, "What are you talking about? I didn't sand anything. Nobody told me to sand anything." And he goes, "Oh, God. Well, maybe she sanded it." And then I looked at it and went, "Nope, nobody sanded this." So now we've got to probably go and sand the, I don't know, I guess this is the board and this is the bat. Wait, you can't see that. I guess this is the board. This is the board and this
and
is
that's
the batten.
The, bat. Right.
The batten needs the sanding. There's little
Spurs and stuff on it. Just raw.
It's not even that.
Molding.
There's actually little waves in the wood.
So is it attached to the wall? How is that sitting up there?
Oh, yeah. That's nail gunned in.
If you haven't seen this, Vinny's wife has built herself a background, and it's sort of half of Vinny's background because he sits at an angle. And it's tall. I would say that's 5'6". I don't know how tall that is.
No, it's 6 foot.
Oh, that is, stand up next to it. I want to, that is so, it looks much shorter than that. Oh yeah, boy, that has several inches on you, doesn't it? She really went big.
You know what? Alice Instagram, if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that they had a problem with was there was a seam that, it was supposed to be shorter, but the seam came up at a spot where the light switch, it was a whole wood thing.
Oh, okay.
That they just went, let's just go over it. I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't do projects like this. I did the painting, or I helped with that, and I definitely taped it off. But this is not my deal.
Yeah, I will say, just from looking at it on the Instagram, looks fab. Like I don't know. Slap more paint on it. Maybe that'll sand it down. You know, nice thick coat of paint.
I think actually we're just gonna sand it, and then I think she wants to. What I think's gonna happen is we're gonna use a semi-gloss instead of a flat.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. I don't care either.
Whatever she says. So that's something to look forward to today, Vin.
Well, I don't think... I think I'm going to go do... I think she wants out of the house, and I think she wants lunch from somewhere other than our kitchen.
Oh, that'll be nice. Pick that up. Go to the beach, maybe, and sit
she
alone.
She wants
and
to...
Have
she a... doesn't... You know how? Here's another thing. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
This is a secret.
You know how we have to cheat a lot in order to actually eat regular food, so we're not eating it in front of our daughter who can't?
Right.
Which is you just don't want to.
No.
It just feels awful when she walks by and sees you eating macaroni and knows she can't. You just feel terrible.
Mm.
So we sneak food or we eat elsewhere, and she doesn't do it nearly as much as I do. And so I think she's going to be like, get me out of here and get me any food other than what we have in our kitchen.
Right.
She'll probably want pizza, I bet you anything.
Oh, well, who doesn't want pizza? I mean,
right.
Come on. There's this place near our house. We're addicted to this one pizza they do. It's called the Romeo. And it's just a pizza, a good pizza. It's decent. It's like a nice, thin, flat New York-ish style. And it has meatballs, little meatballs, and dollops of ricotta cheese on it.
The Romeo.
The Romeo. And oh my, so the other day, we go there. I think I told you about this. Maybe Sunday. We went and picked up, I can't remember what day. Maybe Saturday. We went with my older son because you get a beer there where you order your pizza.
Blur's
and then
Day, yes.
Yes, Blur's Day, exactly. And so we sat and we drank our beers off to the side. Everyone's socially distanced and everyone's in masks and we're drinking our beers while we wait for our pizza. So it's fun. You ride your bike there and you have a beer and then you strap the pizza to the bike and you ride it home. Like you're a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So I go, well, I want that Romeo pizza. That's the one I want. Everyone's like, yeah, we like that too. I go, let's just get two Romeos. And they're like, well, we could try something else. We, you know, there's other. I go, you guys can try whatever you want. I'm having half of one of those Romeo pizzas. And then they all looked at me and went, okay, two Romeos. Because they all thought in their own head, like, I want to, I'm like, there's going to be three pieces on the other side or four pieces, whatever it is. But I'm having my half. So you guys get whatever you want, but that half is mine. And so in the end, we wound up getting the two, which I thought was, you know, and then it was completely murdered. The kids, man, teenage boys, actually,
they're not
as of tomorrow,
yeah,
neither one
teenagers.
Of them is a teenager anymore.
Right.
Sean is 20 tomorrow. So crazy. So young men can put some food away. Like, it's unreal. Like, you know, two big pieces of pizza, you're like, I'm definitely going to go for a third, you know, and you're just kind of working through it and your jaw even hurts by the time you get to the crust on the third piece. And meanwhile, they're like, you gonna eat that? You gonna eat that? Are you gonna, is that, can I, are you gonna? I'm like, nope, have it, go for it.
Oh my God, really?
Well, by the time I'm, you know, 2.5 pieces in, I'm like, oh, you know how you're, well, my eyes are way bigger than my stomach. I am the person who's like, all I can think about is food. I heap my plate up and then I'm 5 bites in and I'm going, oh boy.
Right.
But I know this, but it doesn't help me. Like, it doesn't stop. If I go into a restaurant and I'm hungry, like, I'm ordering everything. That's I'm like, we can bring it home. I'm like, and thinking in my head, I'm going to eat every bite of that.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, darling.
So your youngest is about to turn 20.
Yeah.
And for a minute there, he was on his way, or at least in his head, he was thinking he was going to move to Denton?
Yeah, Denton.
Texas. And I know that the pandemic obviously put a, you know.
Stopped everything.
Pinched that right off. But does he talk about what he, where he's at and what his thing is or where he hopes to be 1 year from now? Or is he just like,
I should ask
living
him that.
In
where
the
do
moment?
You hope to be a year from now? The Denton thing is still a thing.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. So that's, you know, he's got his buds out there and everything, but, you know, he has this project going. He's making money off his music. Not a ton, but we get regular transfers into his bank account from SoundCloud. Wow. So I think because his rent is paid and he has electricity, I think he feels like he's making it. He's, you know, it's, and some weeks it's $70 or $80, which by streaming standards is.
It's pretty good.
Is pretty good. You know, so he's got this thing going on, and I'm, you know, he's in a position right now is the time. I'm not putting any pressure. He is in there making music all day long, so I don't feel like he's just
I'm curious,
you know what I mean? So
if,
I don't know
I'm curious
what
if he is. Look, this is the why I'm asking. Okay. I don't care what the kid does, and I'm sure you don't either. I mean, unless
other than him
being happy.
Right.
But I do know that age, the age he's at, is, in my opinion, the hardest age. And I'll tell you
why. Figure out what you're going to do age.
Right. Growing up is hard in general. Every person can tell you that. And maybe if you get too far away from it, you don't remember. But when you have kids, you go, oh, yeah. Teeth coming in and
yeah. Whatever
know,
it is,
you're growing and you're blah blah blah, and you're navigating social stuff too. That's very difficult and hurts your heart and all those different things.
I know.
But when you get to that out of high school age and everyone's looking at you and you may not be saying it, but my curiosity is if he's feeling it, and it doesn't sound like he's saying that to you, but.
No,
it's a hard time.
He knows. And we talk about it a lot. Like, you know, a lot of times I'll make him make part of the dinner or he'll, you know, because I feel like you need basic skills. And I said, you know, you need to know how to put a shopping list together. You need to know how to budget your money. You need to. And I try to give him real life examples of that, even just like washing your clothes. Like I always think about you staring at a washing machine going, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
yesterday,
the washer was empty. I was like, it's your turn. Get your clothes in there. And he goes in and he washes his clothes and I'll end up folding them, giving them back because I need to wash for later. But, you know, he can fold them. It's hard. And John has his own set of challenges that make things difficult for him.
Right.
But he believe me, without me directly saying the words, he feels pressure from me because he needs a job. He needs his license. He needs to do certain things. And while I'm giving him his space to woodshed or, you know, whatever the term is as he sits in his room making his music, believe me, he feels pressure from me. But he also hopefully feels love and support as well. I'm never going to throw that kid to the wolves.
Right.
You know,
no, I was just curious if that's something that he's experienced. I know I had a really hard time with that point in my life where everyone's going, what are you going to do, kid? Because, you know, making it to the next keg party isn't a thing.
What do you want to do with the rest of your
life? Yeah, it's a trip.
I want to rock.
You know, the 20th birthday has got to be, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, it's well, look, everything is weird right now too because of COVID. Like, frankly, I want him to get a vaccination before he gets a job because I don't want to have to worry about that coming into my house.
Right.
Like, we're locked down, and Riley feels, the older son, is the same way. Like, look, you know, we can't see people. We can't go. If we do, all the work we've done over the last 10 months is for naught. So it's, yeah, it's just such a weird time. And I'm, you know, I'm actually lucky because I think about you all the time. Like, I'm not under children. I'm not two people trying to work out of one house and two other kids on school. I mean, honestly, I know you're having a tough time. I think about you all the time.
Yeah, it's hard. I know, though, that, you know, trying to sneak kids in as you're hitting 50 and 40, it's a real...
Yeah.
It's a trick to begin with, and then...
Throw this on top.
Look, there were so many things when I was arguing with my wife about should we do this or not, you know, and I was arguing against... pandemic never came up. I didn't even have that in my arsenal of reasons why we shouldn't do this. So there wasn't
hindsight 2020
anything to draw off of for that one. Whew.
I know.
Who could have seen that coming?
Isn't it funny that in the year 2020, it would make the term hindsight is 2020 just all the more like all the S that went down in 2020 is just
funny
insanity.
Yeah, we're late.
We are. KLLC, KLLC HD, what surprise. San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.